Hello, baby. Hello, guys. Solo Man here. And yeah, it's a Friday night, and I got a couple of news stories I'm gonna share with you, and you can let me know what you think about them. Now, the first one's a little bit off the wall, but of course, a femon is involved. The headline reads, "Woman gang-raped in VR metaverse. Says tech advances made it feel like it was real." Yeah, you heard it right. This femon said she was gang-raped in a VR game, and it felt like it was real. I mean, what was she doing? Was there anything buzzing around her, sort of thing? First of all, in a VR game, there's no touching, there's nothing. It's all virtual reality. And I know we've come a long way, but we certainly haven't come on that far yet. But this can only come from a femon brain, right? Who live in the fantasy land anyway. I'm surprised you didn't get the people that were on it at the other end charged and put in prison. And consequently, of course, if your avatar gets killed or shot or something in one of these VR games, the other person can be charged with murder, I guess. I don't know. So what do you think, guys? Do you think this femon needs some serious mental help? Well, of course, the trouble is the femons are using that word all the time now. And the worry is that when somebody is actually raped, it won't be taken too seriously, will it? That's why men don't sit beside femons on the bus anymore, because it's considered sexual assault. At least to the femons it is. Anyway, the link's down below, let me know what you think. I mean, they're definitely living in cuckoo land. Cuckoo! The next news story. Standing by her. Husband of teacher still with her a year after she's jailed for having sex with a teen. The teen was a 15-year-old boy. As mum slams harsh sentence. Harsh sentence. She got 6 years and 2 months, I believe. That's hardly harsh. But this husband must get the Simp of the Year award, surely. Apparently this mother of three threatened the boy that she would report him and charge him with rape. There's that word again. Sounds a lovely person, doesn't she? Man, I know a lot of younger guys who are maybe 15 or 14 would go, yeah, that's good. But it's not. It's absolutely wrong. And she knew it. And if you read the story, you will find out what a disgusting person she really is. And why this guy is standing by her is amazing to me. Because it just wasn't a one-off. She'll do it again. And he deserves everything that's coming to him. Of course, her mother said the jail sentence was very harsh. Of course, her mother would. She was a supply teacher, by the way. I wonder if it was a man, what he would have got, jail sentence. I saw another story, I can't find it now, but a man was arrested for being drunken and disorderly in the street. He was arrested and put in jail. No ifs, ands or buts. There was also a femon found to be drunk and disorderly as well, but she was let go and given rehab. So the persecution of the white male, or males in general, is ongoing. And of course, I've got to say something about my fellow Canadian truckers. Their site has been frozen at the moment, the GoFundMe. It's about 10 million or just over. Why it's been frozen, I don't know. It's kind of strange, though, isn't it? And I noticed that the Conservative Party is starting to say a few things. But where were they before? They never said a word before. But now they're saying something. Don't trust them, guys. Think about the People's Party of Canada. With Max Bernier. Certainly something to consider, Canadians. Oh yeah, and keep your stick on the ice. You take it easy out there, fellow men. And yes, I'm having a few beers. Why not?